Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Don't forget to pack the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies for a post-errands pick-me-up. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
We're all looking for ways to save, especially on medical bills. But where do you start? Unless you're a medical bill expert, finding savings can seem impossible. Well, HealthLock can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance and flags errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. So start saving with knowing where to look. Visit HealthLock.com today before you see another healthcare provider. That's HealthLock.com.
102.7 KISS FM. We do Ryan's Roses calls Mondays and Thursdays, and here we go. This one says, I think my husband accidentally printed a hotel confirmation to the wrong printer, and I saw it. A hotel confirmation. Meaning, was he going to stay in a hotel with somebody else? It was for a romantic hotel in Scottsdale. He goes to Phoenix a lot, but always stays downtown. Mm. Yeah, I mean, certain hotels you know to be hotels where they promote love.
Oh.
Right?
No.
Yeah, they promote romance. Yeah. They promote intimacy.
Right. Couples hotels.
I've been to a hotel where I come back and they put bubbles in the tub.
Oh, my gosh.
That happened? They put bubbles in the tub.
That happened to my sister and I once. I mean, they put rose petals on the bed for us. We were like, oh,
I'm
my
like,
gosh.
What do I do now? I am not in the mood for a bath.
But then you got in it, didn't you? Yeah.
Sure. Did someone took the time to come in and draw the bath and then bubble it up?
And you're like, ooh, this is nice.
I got in there. We took turns.
I think you're supposed to go in there together.
No, there's not enough
space. You're so conventional.
No. Yeah, it's not comfy.
All right. So anyway, I want to get to this, though, on a serious note. Esmeralda, who's on the line here in Northridge. Let's find out what happened. Esmeralda, thank you for coming on with us.
Yeah, thank you for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Esmeralda, I'm trying to figure out how it could have been a mistake. What do you think? Like, to me, it makes sense. If he's going on trips to Phoenix and he's going to Scottsdale, a romantic hotel, yeah, I'm worried, but what do you think the mistake could have been?
Well, what it is that I was working at the computer when our printer in there started acting up. It actually kind of startled me. And then I noticed that a hotel confirmation came out. And I knew that he was going to Phoenix for work that weekend. But when I actually looked at the confirmation, it looked like he booked a casita at a place called the Royal Palms Resort and Spa in Scottsdale. Pretty random.
They definitely draw the bath in a casita.
Sounds nice.
I was just trying to process that. And as he came running around the corner, kind of like he was trying to get ahead of me before I saw it. So I asked him straight out, like, what is this hotel? Because the thing is, he always stays at the Hilton downtown. And he just gave me sort of some nonsense about how they were booked. So he went ahead and chose this one because it looks nice and they have a spa, and he said he needs a massage, like yada, yada, just like a bunch of.
Wow.
And bottom line is he was clearly working in his office and meant to print it to his office printer not the printer that is in the den where I was.
God, it's still risky.
Okay. Yeah.
Printing it anyway at the house.
Right.
All right, Esmeralda, let's see what we can do. We'll put this to work here. Just hold on the line.
On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest. On air.
On air with Ryan Seacrest.
We are about to make this call here to Esmeralda's husband. She says that she got a printout confirmation accidentally on the wrong printer about him going to a romantic hotel, not where he's supposed to be working in downtown Phoenix, but somewhere in Scottsdale. Now, Susan, you have an idea here?
I feel like it's not going to make sense if we offer him roses because it sounds like whoever he might be hooking up with lives in Scottsdale. So if we're a local rose, you know, a flower shop here in LA, you know, maybe what if I say that I'm calling from the hotel and he left something behind and we want to try to return it to him?
If that you're might. Calling from the hotel. Oh, we've done a version of that.
Right. We have.
Yeah. I think hotels. Yeah, I think that works.
And I can make it like women's stuff.
Like
specifically.
What?
Specifically.
Earring.
Right. Earring, maybe undergarments. I don't know.
Maybe an earring because that's more valuable. Would you be calling right. about an undergarment?
Yeah,
yeah.
Like
a makeup bag.
A makeup bag.
Yeah.
I feel like a piece of jewelry would mean like it would be legit.
Yeah, some jewelry.
Yeah. Okay, let's go with jewelry. I like that. Esmeralda, did you hear all that?
I did, yeah.
Okay, that's what we're going to do. I just need you to say, before we call your husband now about this, Ryan, you have my permission to call and then his name on Kiss FM. Go ahead.
Ryan, you have my permission to call.
We're going to do that right now. Be very quiet. Let's see what we can find out. Good luck, okay?
Thank you so much.
Hello.
Hi, is this James?
Speaking.
Hi, James. My name is Tracy. I'm calling from the Royal Palms Resort and Spa in Scottsdale. Are you there, James?
Okay.
Hi, I'm calling because some items were left in your room, actually. You just stayed with us, and I wanted to confirm your shipping address to send them back to you.
Wait, I left some things in the room?
Yeah, specifically there was some jewelry, actually. So there was earrings left behind and actually a makeup bag. And it's believed to be like women's earrings and a makeup bag. So if you want to, I can send that back to you. Housekeeping found it. They're like dangly diamond earrings. They seem expensive. Are you there, James?
What room did you find these in?
They were in the room that you were staying in. I can put them in a box and ship them to you. Or if you live in the area, you can come by and pick them up. Whatever's easier.
No, don't worry about it. Just throw it out. Throw it all out.
Are you sure? These look like really nice earrings. They seem expensive.
Nope, just throw it away or keep it for yourself. I really don't care. Thanks for calling.
Are you sure? Wait, no.
James, your voice is being broadcast on the radio. I need you to understand that, and I've got your wife Esmeralda on the line. Why wouldn't you want to get her earring back?
Oh, I had a feeling this was some kind of prank. What's going on?
James, there's an earring left behind at the hotel. Wouldn't you want to get it back for your wife?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
So I'm going to bring in your wife, Esmeralda. She received a printed hotel confirmation to the wrong printer about a romantic hotel stay in Scottsdale, Arizona. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, I told her the regular hotel was booked and this one seemed nice.
Who's her?
My wife, Esmeralda.
James, you printed it to the wrong computer, and then you came racing into the room, remember, to grab it before I could see it? I mean, why don't you explain it to me? You seemed very nervous.
That's not what happened. I just came out to get it. I wasn't racing.
James, I got to just hurry up and level up with you here. You hesitated and froze when Sisney brought all this up about an earring.
Right.
And under any normal circumstance, if it wasn't yours or if you weren't there, you would have just said, sorry, not us, not me.
Yes. There's absolutely no way there was an earring in my room.
And if it was an earring of your wife's, you would have tried to get it back or gotten it back.
Yep.
So who were you at the hotel with having a romantic time? Just tell us now.
It's time to come clean.
No, no one. There was no one there. And I told them to throw the stuff out. It wasn't my stuff.
Well, James, who were you at the hotel with?
No one. I was there by myself.
Esmeralda, do you believe your husband?
No, and there is a question I'd like to ask him, if that's okay.
Sure.
Are you having an affair?
Oh, geez. Is this really what you think of me? I mean, I can't believe you would go through all this and try to do this on a radio show. Is this really what you think? I would do that?
Answer the question.
No. Look, I'm not
okay,
gonna
James,
answer it.
We've been down this path before. The answer is no if it's no. If you have another answer, it's yes. So we are going to leave it at that. You're not clearing your name.
No,
Esmeralda, you can hear.
We're not gonna.
Esmeralda, you can hear his hesitation. I'm gonna let you guys go. This is as far as we can take it. Good luck to you. Thank you very much. I mean, first of all, when he froze about the earring, you could tell his wheels were turned, trying to figure out how to get out of it.
Right. He was saying, "How do you know what room? How do you know the room?" Like that was it right then.
I was wondering what question was Esmeralda gonna ask.
Right. Yeah.
And she asked the best question of all.
Yep.
Are you having an affair? And he couldn't answer. If you're not having one, you...
say no.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RITERUG.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand, it's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products, it's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.